On a quiet Wednesday afternoon, soon-to-be moms Melanie DeVal, Shannon Schwarberg, and Karen Mathis enter a room in the Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center. They drop their coats and bags and head for a scale and blood pressure monitor. One by one, they take and record their own vitals, and then head behind a blue curtain for a quick belly check with physician assistant Laura DiBacco-Melissa.
So we do fundal height, measuring the height of the uterus to make sure baby's growing adequately. We do the baby's heart tones. We assess their blood pressure and their weight that they took themselves, and we talk kind of just quietly and personally about any issues they wanted to bring up today.
This is the first step each time the women arrive for a session in Centering Pregnancy, a program that is delivering a better model of prenatal care through empowerment and the support of a community. After each of the moms-to-be have their checkup, they find their seats in a circle facing each other, along with a few group facilitators. It's time for DiBacco to get the centering session started.
First of all, anything you guys want to bring up
Because each of the three mothers is due to give birth between mid-January and early February, they're able to follow the program's guidebook together. Over the course of 8 sessions, it takes them through the various stages of pregnancy that they'll experience. On this particular day, the first topic is stress and relaxation. DiBacco leads some deep breathing exercises.
Continue taking your deep breaths in and out. And as you do that, feel your belly rising with each breath.
Then, after a round of charades to show what activities help each of the women unwind, it's on to a facilitated discussion about the pros and cons of breastfeeding. Over the course of the program, other topics like birthing methods, postpartum care, and even domestic violence get covered. And while the discussions are on some sensitive and serious topics, the whole environment is meant to be comfortable and casual.
Our mood is very light here. We are here for our patients. Our patients are very much here for each other. And it's a little nerve-wracking for them to come in for the first time because pregnancy and just female care in general is a very personal time. A lot of personal questions, needs, concerns. But they soon find a lot of comfort in their peers.
And that's part of the key to centering. When DeVal and the other moms-to-be open up with questions, they're not only for DiBacco and the medical providers in the room, they're for each other.
I just feel comfortable talking to them because, you know, they're going through the same things that I'm going through, so it's definitely like a stress-free zone.
That stress-free zone is important because the three mothers are handling a lot. DeVal and Schwarberg have little or no family who live locally. Mathis is in the middle of nursing school, and this will be her third child. And all three are surrounded by a world where advice comes from every direction. As Mathis describes, Centering Pregnancy offers them each a support group and a place to get the facts they need from a reliable source.
The doctor actually being there,
yeah,
versus looking on Google or just hearing it from different people on the streets. I mean, we're still going to do that regardless. But when you're with Laura and you have other people in group, everyone's opinions come out, some things that you might have heard. So it's like, boom, the doctor's right there. She can tell you, you know, the best information.
And not only can DiBacco share the best information, she can spend far more time doing it collectively with the mothers than she ever could in short one-on-one office appointments. Mathis and the other moms are part of the 4 centering groups started in Niagara Falls since March. The hospital has already seen 2 groups complete the program, and the benefit of this alternative model of care is unmistakable.
So generally when a patient is pregnant, they cannot wait for it to be over. They're counting down the days they're done being pregnant. Women who are in centering look at me at the last session and say, "That's it? We're done? No more centering? What do I do now? Will you go have your baby?"
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.